Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe that September has come and gone. It's already October 4th and 5th, depending on when you're listening to this. And September, we certainly had some nice weather, but it definitely has the feel of fall in the air. Last week's show was terrific. I had my colleague Joe Casper on. He talked about a number of events, the Wellness Coalition in the Concord area. He also talked about the Dr. Carpenter golf event. And if you're interested in joining us for the Dr. Carpenter golf event, which raises money for the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation, I encourage you to call Kathleen at 223-1317, and Kathleen will take care of you. And we also talked about the Frank Donovan Road Race, another comrade at Northeast Delta Dental, who did a lot of great stuff for Northeast Delta Dental, including getting me involved in the community. And there's a race in his honor named the Frank Donovan Road Race, and that's in November. And you can also contact Kathleen at 223-1287. A week ago Thursday, we had a first annual United Way 5K held at Northeast Delta Dental in conjunction with Lincoln Financial. Great success. And the main thing, like most races, it raises money for the United Way, i.e. most road races raises money for great charities. And, of course, United Way is one of those. Just a quick heads up on the Affordable Care Act before I introduce my guest. It's been almost a year to the day when the public exchanges opened up. And while there certainly were some technological glitches, which I've written about back in October of 2013, it's now flowing nicely, and we have close to 2,000 lives in New Hampshire of people that have purchased individual dental coverage on the public exchange, and about 5,000 that have purchased on our private exchange, deltadentalcoversme.com. I knew that the private exchange would be available when people had difficulty with the public exchange, which is why we created it. And if you want to know more about these strategies and tactics and customer service philosophies at Northeast Delta Dental, please get my book, which is called There Are No Do-Overs, and you can get that on Amazon or at Gibson's right here in Concord. And my co-author is Dave Collins, former Basketball Hall of Famer, so it's not the typical boring business book, and you'll probably read about people in the book that you know in the New Hampshire arena. So as everybody knows, one of the features of Northeast Delta Dental Radio is we get to feature community partners, but also introduce some new initiatives. And with me this first weekend in October, great friend, soccer coach, and colleague, Mr. Patrick Mulcahy. Pat, thank you for joining us this October weekend.
Tom, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate you taking the time to invite me to your radio show.
Now, we want to get right into it because, just again, in the spirit of transparency, most people know Patrick from his soccer days. He was a great soccer player, but he also coached. He actually coached some of the United teams, you know, that my sons played on. So I've gotten to know Patrick through that avenue. But I've also known him a lot through business. So, Patrick, you're taking on a pretty awesome challenge. You are introducing something called the Granite State Games. So I think probably this is one that I want you to take your time and really explain thoroughly. What are the Granite State Games, and how did you get the sanctioned use of that word, and take it from there? So go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Granite State Games are going to be a multi-sport Olympic-style event featuring selected amateur high school student-athletes here in the state of New Hampshire. Following that Olympic-like pattern, we're going to have an opening ceremony on Thursday, June 25th, 2015, at Southern New Hampshire University. And then on Friday and Saturday, which is June 26th and 27th, will be just a regular round-robin tournament where the regions, which there'll be four regions here in New Hampshire. We have the Southern Region, which is the greater Manchester-Nashua area. We have the Coastal Region, which is the Portsmouth-Exeter area. We have the Lakes Region, which is up north, of course, and then we have the Monadnock Region, which is the Keene area. So those four regions will compete against each other in the selected sports that we've named, and there's seven of them, in a round-robin tournament. And then on Sunday will be the medal round, like the Olympics, where the top two teams will play each other for the gold and silver medal game, and then the third and fourth place teams will play each other for the bronze medal game. So it's very different from high school athletics and the NHIA, because those schools are all broken down into different divisions, Division One, Division Two, Division Three, and that's all based on
size.
Size, exactly. So, you know, the Division One schools like Concord and Bishop Gerton and Pinkerton, you know, they'll all play each other and have a very competitive division with playoffs and championships and everything. And then obviously Division Two will have the same thing. So I can't tell you the number of times that I've heard, and I'm sure you and I have talked about this at some point, where there's a few really good soccer players, say at Bow High School, that are just lighting it up in that division. They're scoring lots of goals, and then everyone's like, oh, well, it's not Division One. I wonder how they compare in Division One. So this is going to give these student athletes the opportunity to compete with and against each other, regardless of the school they go to or the size of it. So,
and I do want to get into that, because we do have a lot of parents of athletes who listen to this show. So I do want you to answer the question, you know, why should my son or daughter participate in this? But before we get into that, let me ask you two other questions. What possessed you to take on this challenge? And who sanctions these games, and how many other states have the equivalent of the Granite State Games?
Well, we're going to be the first sanctioned games here in New Hampshire, and that's going to be governed by the National Congress of State Games, which currently boasts 31 participating states around the country, including Massachusetts, which offers the Bay State Games, which has been around for almost 20 years now and has about 60,000 members. You know, they do summer games, they do winter games. New York has the Empire State Games, which is something that I participated in growing up, being from Syracuse, New York. And Connecticut, for example, has the Nutmeg State Games. So there, like I mentioned, there's about 31 states throughout the country that offer these state sanctioned games. So
that begs, Patrick, my next question, which is, since 31 other states are doing it, why did it take New Hampshire so long to get into it?
That's a great question. To my knowledge, I believe another person tried to do this maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and I'm not exactly sure why it didn't go off, but it's probably because it's been a lot of work. I mean, truthfully, it's...
And we'll get into that, because I know you have a board and a lot of other volunteers. In fact, they just met on Sunday, September 28th, so we'll talk about that. Now, you mentioned the NHIAA, the New Hampshire Interscholastic Athletic Association, and I know a lot of parents are listening, and they know that the NHIAA has a lot of very specific rules. So please put fears to rest that the NHIAA either supports this or certainly won't say, if you participate in this, this is going to hurt your high school eligibility or college eligibility or something.
Definitely, yeah. The NHIAA has a lot of rules regarding eligibility. And last year there was actually a basketball tournament that someone tried to put on, and they didn't. I don't think they crossed all their T's and dotted their I's, and there was a very big stink about things in terms of student athletes participating in it. So we don't want to make that mistake. You know, Tim Powers, who is the Pinkerton Academy athletic director, he's on our board. And obviously, being an athletic director here in New Hampshire, he can communicate with the NHIAA. And we want to make sure that they're aware of what we're doing, which they are. We want to make sure that we follow the guidelines in terms of student athletes and their eligibility, because we don't want to compete with them. We want to just give these kids an opportunity to play in this athletic forum, which I think will be an awesome experience for them.
And you have a website that parents can find more information, or the public can find more information. That's the granitestategames.org, all one word, correct?
Yes, sir. Yep, granitestategames.org.
So my first question, back to my original point, what possessed you to take on this challenge? Because as you point out, it has been tried before, not successfully. It's a lot of work, but it sounds like your board, you brought on a lot of good advisors and a lot of people that have the same level of energy that you do. People don't know Patrick as well as I do. This man has a lot of energy, wants to do it right, but I think you also surrounded yourself with people that have that same philosophy.
Definitely. Before I get into our team, I guess what possessed me is, you know, I am a business owner. I'm an entrepreneur. I think many of us our minds are always racing and thinking new ideas and ways to, you know, offer new programs and, again, participating with the Empire State Games in New York. I mean, I had a great experience as a youth. It opened up a lot of doors for me. So I'm very involved with youth athletics here in New Hampshire, and this is just another opportunity for these student athletes to not only compete against one another here in New Hampshire, but also, you know, give them some college level exposure, because we do plan on having, you know, dozens of New England college coaches here to recruit New Hampshire's finest. And I also want to try and create an environment where these top athletes can participate in something like this without spending, you know, thousands of dollars and traveling all over the East Coast to get that college level exposure. So that was my main driving force. As far as our team goes, I'm extremely lucky to be surrounded by some great board members, some great advisors. Tom, you've been kind enough to be an advisor for us, which I greatly appreciate. And the actual board is 7 members deep, and they are made up of all business owners and business savvy professionals that, you know, have kids that are active in youth athletics, understand community, understand marketing and advertising and fundraising. So we have an outstanding board with those 7. And then, like I said, we have 3 other advisors, one being yourself, that, again, are very, very business savvy, very easy to work with, very smart, and have offered a lot of great information in terms of just ideas that you think would work, ideas that probably wouldn't work. So the team that we have is absolutely first class. So we're very, very lucky for that.
And having seen them in action on Sunday, September 28th, when there was a board meeting, I can definitely attest to that. So some specifics: the events take place June 25th through June 28th of 2015. So it's basically after the high school spring season is over.
Yes.
The venues will be at Southern New Hampshire University and Derryfield School, both right here in Manchester.
Yes, and there'll be one other venue just for the track and field event, which will be held only on Saturday. That's the only sport that we're going to do a one-day event, and that will be held in Manchester. We're talking to the Manchester Athletic Director about using either West High School or Memorial High School. So then we could always use Pinkerton Academy as well, since Tim Powers is on our board, and he would love for us to be there as well. So
that's great. And your website is granitestategames.org.
Yes, sir.
And I think there may be a parent that would like to talk with you. Can you give out a phone number?
Yeah, absolutely. They can contact me directly. The number is area code 603-429-0592. And my email is obviously listed on the website. It's patrick@granitestategames.org. So absolutely, be more than happy to answer any questions that people may have. And the website, I think, is very well done. It outlines the eligibility. It outlines the different sports that we're doing. So,
and we'll get to that after commercial break. So we'll return with the Granite State Games and the person responsible for that, with Patrick Mulcahy, after commercial break. Please stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service, so enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and with me this weekend, October 4th and 5th, is Patrick Mulcahy, who is the lead charge behind the Granite State Games. Before we talked with Patrick again about the Granite State Games and the genesis and eligibility and so forth, just want to put a big shout out to John Mortimer, because on Sunday, September 28th, there was a half marathon that went from the Loudoun Racetrack right into Concord, a point-to-point half marathon, which I participated in. Great crowd, great cheering. John certainly is very innovative when it comes to road racing. And speaking of innovation, with me again is Patrick Mulcahy. And Patrick, I think you did a nice job kind of describing how the Granite State Games are sanctioned. Why don't you describe for us the mission of the Granite State Games, and then we'll start getting into eligibility and, you know, who can compete.
Yeah, I mean, our mission is really to promote competitive excellence by providing an athletic forum for top athletes to display their talent, their ability to work as a team, and their ambition to become a champion. So we're looking for athletes that have proven their abilities to excel on and off the field. And again, unlike the NHIA, it's not going to be broken down into different schools where the Division I student athletes will be playing against each other and Division II will be separate. So we want to bring all these kids in, regardless of what school they go to, based upon where they live, and have them try out and hopefully make the team to represent their region for the Granite State Games in that particular region, as I mentioned before. So,
and the games are local, right? So there's not a lot of travel. That'll be good for parents. And
definitely.
They're usually lugging their kids around. So the games will be June 25th, the 28th next year, the 2015 at SNU and at Derry Field.
Yep.
And that's June 25th through 28th. So tell us about the age levels. Like, who can compete in the Granite State age?
So the grant for right now, for the first year or two, the board and I have decided that we are going to, the student athletes that will be eligible will be athletes that are entering 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, or going into their senior year. So, for example, right now, an 8th grader would be eligible because he or she is entering into 9th grade come September. A current senior at the moment, he or she would be graduating this May or June, he or she would not be eligible. So the reason why we did that is because we felt like most of the seniors obviously would already have committed to go to college, you know, whether it's to play athletics or not. And also because you would assume and think that a high school senior would be a little bit stronger than, you know, an eighth grader. So we didn't want to have the teams be, you know, senior heavy. So we wanted to kind of give a nice 3-4 year window of opportunity for these student athletes, because again, one of our main emphasis is going to be on college recruiting. So, you know, we've already invited about I think 36 New England college coaches to come to our events and give them an opportunity to look at, you know, New Hampshire's finest, which is, it's perfect for them because they can see all the players, and over the course of one weekend they don't have to travel very far. And it's obviously the same benefits for our student athletes. They don't have to travel very far. It's all localized. It's in one location, and they can do it over the course of one weekend. So
it's great for the parents, great for the coaches, and really great for the athletes and not really traveling around. So what? Tell us what sports that you'll have. I think you'll have 7 sports.
That's correct. Yep, we'll have 7 sports. Every sport will have a boys division as well as a girls division, minus field hockey, which will be girls only. So we'll have soccer, lacrosse, field hockey, tennis, track and field, basketball, and volleyball. So those are the 7 sports. And like I mentioned, we have the boys will obviously be in the boys division, and the girls will be competing separately in a girls division. So
now you mentioned this won't be by division, but which is great. But you do have regions. Why don't you describe what the what you contemplate as the 4 regions?
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, there'll be 4 regions. You have the Lakes region, which again is the Plymouth area, the Southern region, which is the greater Manchester, Nashua area, Coastal region, which is, you know, Exeter, Portsmouth, and then the Monadnock region, which is the Keene area. So if you go to our website, we have a link that, you know, says regional map, and it's basically the state of New Hampshire. You put your mouse over whatever area you want to, that you think you're in, and then it'll highlight that region, and then it'll also outline all the different towns and counties in that particular region. So,
and again, the website is granitestategames.org, all one word.
Correct.
Perfect. So I know this is New Hampshire, Pat. You know, I know you grew up in New York, but you've been around New Hampshire a long time now. So the first thing I always get whenever I have a guest on, the cost, who's paying, what are the fees? And I know you have some sponsors, but why don't you talk about sponsors? And I'm sure this is also an opportunity, if there are other organizations and corporations out here that like to get in on this, I'm sure they can contact you to be added to this list. And then once you talk about the sponsorships, talk about the fees for the athletes, if any.
Yeah, well, I'll discuss the fees first. So one of our missions was to keep it as cost-friendly as possible because, as I'm sure you know, playing on these elite teams and these AAU teams, they're not cheap. You know, it's a lot of money. There's a lot of travel involved. So we want to try to keep it as cost-friendly as possible. So with that being said, we have a small tryout fee of $30. And that $30 is pretty standard across the board when it comes to trying out for, you know, some competitive level teams. And that will give you two tryouts. In order to be eligible, you have to make at least one of them so that you'll get two tryouts. And then once you're chosen, if you're chosen, there is a finalist fee of $100. And that finalist fee includes 3 to 5 practices with that team, which, again, we don't want to have a tremendous amount of practice because we understand these kids are doing hundreds of activities, you know, school-related activities, athletic activities. So one of our other mission statements is we don't want to become a club. You know, we don't want to have this long commitment where it's, you know, 2 practices a week for, you know, 6 months, 8 months, and you're playing, you know, games every single week. And that's something that we don't want to do because we understand these kids are doing all these other things and we don't want to deter them.
So you could be a member of one of these elite soccer clubs or one of these elite AAU basketball clubs and still participate in the Granite Games.
Absolutely. Yeah, we welcome that. You know, we don't want to take these kids away from the AAUs and the premier teams. If they want to do that and they have the means to do that, absolutely. This is just a one weekend long event. And it also gives the kids that maybe should be playing on those AAU teams or elite soccer teams or whatever the case may be, but they just can't afford it.
Right, gives them an opportunity.
Exactly.
I mean, that seems really reasonable. It's a $35 tryout fee, and then if you make the team, then it's another $100.
Yep, and that includes a parade uniform, which all the student-athletes will be wearing on Thursday, June 25th. And then it includes your uniform. Obviously, it includes the first-class facilities that SNU and Derryfield have to offer. And also includes some professional level coaching. So if you compare that to any elite team, regardless of the sport, I mean, it's a fraction.
So tell us about now the sponsorships. I know you already have some corporations already lined up, including your own organization, the Net Sports Academy, and then you have some other in the pipeline. So I assume on the website someone could get a sponsorship package?
Absolutely, yeah. We have a variety of sponsorship opportunities ranging from, you know, donating $100, which is what we're calling, you know, friends and family, all the way up to $10,000, which are our title sponsors. So luckily for us, right out of the gate, we were able to secure 5 title sponsors, which was a $10,000 commitment. New Hampshire Orthopedic Center was the first. In the Net Sports Academy, which is my company, came in as the second. Winfield Alloy came in as the third. The Union Leader came in as the fourth, and then Southern New Hampshire University came in as the fifth. So,
and you have others as well with other commitments like Evergreen Management, Apple Therapy, DDDA, and Trucking and Corville Communications. So, and there are others in the pipeline. So let's get behind this to keep the fees down for the athletes, the $35 tryout fee and the $100 if you make the team fee. Why don't you quickly talk about the Southern New Hampshire connection in terms of business development and the ambassadorship program. We don't have a lot of time, so maybe hit on that briefly.
Yeah, so Southern New Hampshire University has been outstanding. So we've met with their academic program directors. We've also met with their athletic directors, and they love the idea. They see the potential to bring all those student athletes onto their campus where they can showcase their first-class facilities. And then the academic people, they love it because it gives them the opportunity to give their student athletes an opportunity to get some hands-on experience and interaction, you know, learning from people like yourself that could provide to be a great connection and resource for them down the road. So Southern New Hampshire loves the idea. We're very, very fortunate to have that relationship, both, you know, in terms of athletics, but even, you know, internships, which we've already already landed a few.
And that's great to hear. And having put on a lot of conferences at Southern New Hampshire and know the team there, I think it's great that you've linked up with them. And, of course, as well as Derryfield. And looking at the list of people that are helping you lead these games, these are experts in their field, both athletically and the medical field. So this is terrific. So, Patrick, we'll give out the website one more time, granitestategames.org, and your phone number?
603-429-0592.
Thank you. Patrick Mulcahy for the Granite State Games, Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental. We'll return next week.